The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 5 deaths and 2 new hospitalizations related to COVID in the latest update published February 4. The deaths reported today include 3 Simcoe County residents, 2 men and a woman, over 79 years old. All 3 died between February 2 and 3. All 3 cases were outbreak-related. 2 of the people who died were from Muskoka. Both were men over 79 years old. One died on January 30 and one man died on February 3. One case was outbreak-related. There are at least 41 people from the region hospitalized because of COVID-19, including 7 patients in intensive care units. While provincial testing guidelines prioritize testing for Indigenous people, hospitalized patients and people living and working in high-risk congregate care settings, the health unit is reporting 176 new cases today. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 32,478 cases of COVID-19 with 30,073 of those cases recovered and 363 cases ending in death. Since July 18, 2021, hospitalizations of Simcoe Muskoka residents over 12 years old have included 166 fully vaccinated people, 18 partially vaccinated, and 189 unvaccinated people over 11 years old. Of those, 50 unvaccinated, fewer than 5 partially vaccinated, and 24 fully vaccinated people have been admitted to intensive care units. In the last 6 months, 60 fully vaccinated people, at least 2 doses, and fewer than 5 partially vaccinated have died after contracting COVID. Over the same time period, 44 unvaccinated people have died after contracting COVID-19. All of the deaths have been people over 11 years old. About 87% of the over 11-year-old population has been fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses and 11% of the same population group is unvaccinated. Available capacity at the region's hospitals shows about 87% of acute care unit beds occupied, 68% of ICU beds occupied, and 45% of ventilator beds occupied. The capacity levels include all patients in Simcoe County or Muskoka hospitals. There are 50 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, down from 73 last Friday, including 25 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 7 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 18 at child care centers. There is 1 outbreak still active in Collingwood long-term care, retirement homes. Balmoral Retirement Home 1 outbreak declared January 17 with 7 resident cases and 7 staff cases. Collingwood General and Marine Hospital is reporting, as of February 4, there are 6 COVID-positive inpatients at the hospital. This can include people admitted because of COVID and those hospitalized for other reasons who also test positive for COVID. Grey Bruce on February 4, the Grey Bruce Health Unit reported 23 new COVID cases confirmed through limited testing, with 15 people from the region currently hospitalized. Since the start of the pandemic, 25 Grey Bruce residents have died in the region and another 9 residents have died while receiving treatment outside the Grey Bruce region. As of February 4, lab testing confirmed 5,668 cases in Grey Bruce since the start of the pandemic with 206 active cases remaining and 5,423 recoveries. There are 5 long-term care, retirement homes with active COVID outbreaks in the region including Rockwood Terrace Long-Term Care, Durham Parkview Manor, Chesley Lee Manor in Owen Sound, Kelso Pines Retirement Home in Owen Sound, Maple Court Retirement Home in Walkerton. In Grey and Bruce counties, about 50% of the eligible population has received 3 or more doses of a COVID vaccine, and another 28% of the eligible population has 2 doses of a vaccine. About 18% of those eligible for a vaccine remain unvaccinated in the region.